From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Lord's Faithfulness. The text is verse 45 of chapter 21, where Joshua testified, There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Now an old man, Joshua looked back over his life of service to the Lord. His experiences had been many, including the deliverance from Egypt, the passage of the Red Sea, the wilderness wanderings, and eventually the conquest of the Promised Land. He was able to bear witness that the Lord had been faithful to His word in all those long years of struggle. From Joshua's words of testimony, Dr. Cairns is drawing some encouraging lessons for both the unsaved as well as for the saints of God. First of all, we've seen that lost sinners may cast themselves upon God's offer of salvation in Christ with confidence. The Christ who saved Saul of Tarsus and changed him into Paul the Apostle is able to save all who come unto God by him. Then Joshua's words remind us that saints may call upon God with the confidence that he will answer prayer. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
The text for this morning is found in the book of the Revelation, chapter 14 and verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. The Apostle John was privileged to look within the gates of heaven, and in describing what he saw, he begins by saying, I looked, and lo, a lamb. This teaches us that the chief object of contemplation in the heavenly state is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Nothing else attracted the Apostle's attention so much as the person of that divine being who hath redeemed us by His blood. He is the theme of the songs of all glorified spirits and holy angels. Christian, here is joy for thee. Thou hast looked, and thou hast seen the Lamb. Through thy tears thine eyes have seen the Lamb of God taking away thy sins. Rejoice then. In a little while, when thine eyes shall have been wiped from tears, thou wilt see the same Lamb exalted on His throne. It is the joy of thy heart to hold daily fellowship with Jesus. Thou shalt have the same joy to a higher degree in heaven. Thou shalt enjoy the constant vision of His presence. Thou shalt dwell with Him forever. I looked, and lo, a lamb. Why, that lamb is heaven itself. For as good Rutherford says, heaven and Christ are the same thing. To be with Christ is to be in heaven, and to be in heaven is to be with Christ. That prisoner of the Lord very sweetly writes in one of his glowing letters, O my Lord Christ, if I could be in heaven without Thee, it would be a hell. And if I could be in hell and have Thee still, it would be a heaven to me, for Thou art all the heaven I want. It is true, is it not, Christian? Does not thy soul say so? Not all the harps above can make a heavenly place, if God His residence remove or but conceal His face. All thou needest to make thee blessed, supremely blessed, is to be with Christ.
Seems not much as
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I want to tell you, God has filled His Word with statements of His saving grace and purpose in Christ, and to them He adds the glorious promise. I think of Hebrews 7:25. He is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to save to the uttermost. Who is He able to save? All that come unto God by Him. Now, this is the plain statement of Scripture. The Lord Jesus says in Matthew 11, "Come unto me. Come unto me." Isn't that simple? Isn't it plain and straightforward? And yet how many people stumble over the simplicity? It reminds me of that story in 2 Kings chapter 5 when the little maid spoke a word in the ear of the king of Syria about his chief military commander who was, for all his greatness, stricken with leprosy. You must understand that leprosy in the Old Testament was a very different disease from the leprosy that people talk about today. It was an absolutely certain killer. And so she went and said, "Would God that my master were with the prophet." She told about the great prophet of her country who could speak in the name of Jehovah. And Elisha would heal this man. So the king of Syria sent a letter with Naaman. To whom? To the king. But she hadn't said a word about the king. The king couldn't heal anybody. The king was more than a little bit of a rascal. He had no power from God. He had no ministry from God to heal. The message was, go to the prophet. And this man was about to turn back to Syria, still in his condemned to death state, because he went looking for healing in the wrong place. Then when he finally got to the prophet, the message again was simple. Go wash in Jordan 7 times. The prophet didn't even come out to speak to him. He just sent word by his servant, go and wash and be clean. And again, he was about to turn back to his own land, still a leper. Had it not been for the wise counsel of an old man who was there with him. Had the prophet bidden thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? But he's told you, go and wash and be clean. Are you going to stumble over the very simplicity of the gospel and yet be lost? My friend, there's a great lesson in that for every lost soul. You're smitten with a greater and deadlier enemy than leprosy. You're dying a death that is far worse than physical death. For you're in the death of sin and soon to be in the death of hell. But there's a simple message. Go to Christ. Jesus says, come unto me. How many are stumbling over that? And instead of going to Christ, they go to the baptismal font or the baptismal pool. Or they come to the Lord's table. Or they join a church. Or some other substitute for Christ. They go to the wrong place. Now, it's good to go to church if it's a Bible preaching church. But no Bible preaching church can save you. It's good to be at the Lord's table if you know Christ is your Savior, but coming to the Lord's table will not save you. It's good to be baptized when you profess your faith in Jesus Christ, but being baptized in itself will not save you. It's Christ that sinners need. And the glorious promise of the gospel shows its simplicity. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A drowning man cries, Lord, save me, I'm perishing. Isn't that what Peter cried when he found himself sinking in the water? Isn't that what the disciples cried when they found their boat was sinking in the Sea of Galilee in the midst of a horrible storm? Save us! And immediately the Savior did that. I tell you, my friend, every poor sinner who will come and call on Christ has his pardon. It is promised to him. pardon, reconciliation, justification. That is the clothing with the righteousness of Christ to make you acceptable to God. He promises you sanctifying grace to conquer your sins and give you a new life in Himself. He promises you fellowship with Him, a place in the body of Christ and in the service of His church. He promises you the assurance of eternal life, and He promises you a place in glory forever. These are the promises of God for all who will have Christ as He's freely offered in the gospel. Now, according to our text, you can trust God's promise. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. When He first promised to save them out of Egypt, did He keep His word? Thank God He did. Moses said, there shall not be an hoof left behind. Not even the hoof of one beast would be left behind. It's all coming out. It's complete salvation. God kept His word, and this is the truth for every lost soul, to recognize that you're still in the house of bondage. You're still under the curse of Egypt, the Egypt of this old sinful world. You're without God and without Christ. But the promise of the power and the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ is still good. If you read Hebrews 6, 18 to 20, you'll find that God has sworn by Himself, and He has confirmed His promise with His oath, so that He gives you two things in which it's impossible for God to lie. When God says something, He can't break His word, for God cannot lie. When He adds to that promise His solemn oath, He cannot break His oath. There are two things in which it's impossible for God to lie. And why does He give you that double-barreled assurance? In order that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. When you come to lay hold of Christ, God gives you a double-barreled assurance that He has given you eternal life. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure though the billows roll. The words of that hymn are based on Hebrews chapter 6. For our anchor enters in within the veil. It grips the solid rock. We can't be lost if we're trusting in Jesus. Why? Because God never breaks His word. Now, that's the warrant that the sinner has to come to lay hold in Christ. If you're in this meeting this morning without Christ, I don't want you to stumble over the simplicity of the gospel. You can go to 100 churches and 100 different religions, and they'll give you their theories and their schemes as to how you can make yourself a better person and how you can set about to please God and how you can grow towards salvation. It is the lie of the devil. You cannot do those things. But the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. If you're a sinner, I want to tell you, you come to Him and He'll save you. When will He do it? He'll do it immediately you come. He will not break His word. So our text then would certainly teach us that the lost may cast themselves with confidence on God's promise for salvation. But it teaches a second thing, and that is that the saints may call on the Lord with confidence that He will hear and answer their praying. As Joshua wrote these words, he was not only thinking of the deliverance from the land of Egypt, he was thinking of all that followed. Joshua was a man of prayer. As he looked back over his years in the work of God, he knew that they were years that were marked by the promise of God and by claiming that promise in prayer. Joshua, as a younger man, had watched Moses, his master, plead the promises of God with great effect. I have no doubt that he remembered well. Who could have forgotten it? the scene described in Exodus 17 at Rephidim, when the Amalekites came and they had smitten the hind part, the stragglers, as it were, of the pilgrims of Israel. And now came the great battle. Joshua was the commander-in-chief, and he had to go down into the valley of Rephidim there to fight with Amalek. But as he fought, he could see up on the top of the hill, there stood Moses, the man of God, with the rod of God held aloft in his hands. And when Moses held up his hands, Joshua and Israel prevailed. But when his hands dropped down through fatigue, then Amalek prevailed. Joshua well remembered how Aaron on one side and Hur on the other stood by Moses. And however fatigued and weary the old man was, they held aloft his hands, holding up the rod of God. That day Joshua discomfited Amalek with the edge of the sword. Joshua learned a lesson that day that he never forgot, that the rod of God, that great emblem of God's covenant with his people and God's promise to his people, that great emblem of God's faithfulness to his word, as it was held up to God, there wasn't a power on earth could overcome him. He learned that day as never before what it was to plead the promises of God. And in his life as the leader of Israel himself, he pleaded those same promises again and again and again. You remember Moses had said in his day, Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And now Joshua, these many years later, he says amen to that. There has not failed one thing of the good promise of God. Now let me tell you, you could write that today as freshly as it was written in the days of Joshua. God has never failed to keep his word. Never.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.